Arizona voters could have a choice next year over whether to increase sales taxes to support public education. The Senate Education Committee voted 5-3 yesterday to approve a measure that would let voters decide whether to replace a 0.6-cent tax with a penny tax. Voters approved the current tax when they voted yes on Prop 301 about 2 decades ago. Christine Thompson is president and CEO of Expect More Arizona, an education advocacy nonprofit. She joins me now to talk more about this. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Mark.
So what do you make of this proposal to basically expand Prop 301 from 0.6 cents to a full penny?
Well, I think we're excited that there are people on both sides of the aisle who are talking about increasing revenues for education. So to have Senator Allen and others in her caucus talking about increasing revenues for education, that's something we haven't heard recently. So we're glad that she's brought the issue forward. You know, we've worked with over 80 organizations over the last 3 months to develop our roadmap for P20 education funding. And while the proposal touches on some of these issues, we really know that we have one opportunity to go to the voters for increased revenue, and we're really hopeful that we'll be able to work with Senator Allen and others at the legislature to make some modifications to this proposal and potentially even bring in some more revenues for the state.
What kinds of modifications would you maybe like to see?
You know, our concern is that, first of all, that the proposal as it stands doesn't impact the entire pre-K, pre-kindergarten, all the way through college and career continuum. So while there are significant investments in community colleges and universities, in the community college workforce development area, in universities for tuition, there's about $270 million in new money for K-12, which would be helpful, but it's we need more investments in order to get teachers to median pay, to invest in interventions and support for third grade reading, to ensure that our special educators and we've got counselors and interventionists and methods to help support schools. And then we do need some investments in the early learning space before kindergarten. We don't have a program, we don't have enough of a program in the state to support people who need access to those programs, and we'd like to see some investments there as well.
There has been some concern expressed, starting with the Invest in Ed measure last year, running right through this proposal this year, that by raising sales taxes to pay for education, you're really hurting lower income Arizonans more because they're paying a bigger percentage of their income to the tax because it's just one rate. Is that a concern that you share, that the sales tax is maybe not the best way to bring in more revenue for schools?
I think any tax that we look to bring to voters is going to have attractors and detractors. I think we need to look at any proposal to ensure that it's going to help the economy move forward, make sure we aren't hitting a point where we're hurting Arizonans or hurting business growing in Arizona. So I think all of these and any proposal that comes forward, the state's really going to have to look at those issues. But I think it's important also to recognize that when we're talking about investing in education, we really need to look at ways that we can all find ways to contribute to help support education. I think the other issue that's also included in this piece of legislation is previously in 301 there was money dedicated to a tax program that helped relieve some of that through income tax, and there's $25 million that was taken out of those buckets. So there might be a way, as there was in 301, to help offset some of that through a tax rebate type of program. So that's another thing that will probably be discussed as this moves forward.
Christine, quickly before we let you go, have you gotten the sense that supporters are amenable to tweaking this, to working on this a little bit to make it more in line with what advocacy groups like yours are looking for?
I think there's a lot of encouragement from the community who wanted to see some proposal be put on the table to start the discussion. I think you'd hear from the education community that this is a good start, but there's more to do, and we should be having more conversations. And I think we're opening those conversations with legislators as we speak. So we're hopeful.
All right, that's Christine Thompson, president and CEO of Expect More Arizona. Christine, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.